Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another episode of Humor at Work. In this episode, we're looking at the science of humor and the humor of science. So, you know, here at the bustling world headquarters of Humor at Work, our humor lab researchers are always on the lookout for stories centered around the intersection of humor and very serious matters. So that's why I love the Science Creative Quarterly's annual Science Humor Writing Contest. You know, and I especially love that it comes with a scientific formula to rate the humor. I mean, how cool is that? So submissions this year have included essays titled The Digestion System as Taught by a Plumber, or How to Brew Beer in a Coffee Maker Using Only Materials Found on a Modestly Sized Oceanic Research Vessel, and perhaps my favorite, Jokes Without Punchlines Taken from a Cellular Biology Laboratory. So you see, even talking about serious scientific endeavors, it is still possible to have a little quirky fun. Another very fun thing that the Science Creative Quarterly does is it's administered by their Order of Science Scouts, an exemplary repute above average physique, which promotes, that's a mouthful, hey, which promotes networking and the sharing of science-related merit badges, which I think is an awesome idea for any profession or any workplace. Make up some fun, quirky, goofy merit badges. So some of their science merit badges include badges like, I could tell you about my research, but then I'd have to kill you. I'm a scientist, but people tell me I look like a celebrity. I am a marine biologist, but to be honest, I freaking hate dolphins. I have set things on fire. I know what a tadpole looks like. Have used dental drills, but never worked as a dentist. I'm not just a scientist, I'm also a pirate. And finally, perhaps again my favorite, I'm a scientist who is fundamentally opposed to administrative duties. And now my fun at work tip. Speaking of formulas, a very simple formula for communicating workplace rules with a little bit of humor is to create a very fun do's and don'ts list, where you offer an exaggerated or silly example for the don't item. Similar to the workplace list of do's and don'ts that Improv Asylum featured. If you Google workplace list do's and don'ts, you'll find this great example, which features such helpful workplace tips as do express your appreciation for your employees, don't do it through interpretive dance. Very simple way to make rules a little bit more fun. This could work with anything. Safety rules. You could have a riot with that. You could have it for filing rules, administrative rules, policy rules, you know, cleaning up in the lunchroom rules, do's and don'ts. Simple and fun. And the quote of the week by that famous quoter, Anon, if it wasn't for the last minute, then nothing would get done. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, is there such a thing as being a little too safety conscious? I wonder, after reading this report of a Swedish business that has been forced to install fire alarms in their, wait for it, ice hotel. Yes, fire alarms in their ice hotel. I don't know, shouldn't like an emergency life raft or water wings be a higher priority? Until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr at Humor at Work, reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success.